Good morning. How are you? Today in the second reading, we hear the way we should talk. It's from St. Paul. And it's the end of the book of Galatians. Now it's the way he ends the letter. In the middle of the second chapter, we read when he says, I have been crucified with Christ, so life I live is no longer mine. So now he is fulfilling that. And he says, may I never boast of anything except... Did anybody pay attention? May I never boast of anything except the cross of Jesus Christ. The cross of Jesus Christ. So this is what he's saying. He says, the only thing I'm going to boast, that may I only boast about, is the cross of Christ. Why? Well, there's many reasons. He says, because I have been crucified to the world, and the world has been crucified to me. But then when we focus on what he preached, that there's three things I want to focus on for this homily. There's more if you meditate on it, and I encourage you to. The first thing is he says, I can only boast about the cross of Jesus because it's at the cross where his sins are paid for. It's at the cross where our sins are paid for. Nothing that we have done, right? Again, like I've said 100 million times, it's not about us. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Jesus and what Jesus did for us. I no longer live. Christ lives inside of me. So we can't boast about, oh, we were once sinful and now we're not. It's not yours to boast about. You can't boast about being sinful. Oh, I'm a great sinner. Get over yourself. You boast about the cross of Jesus Christ. You boast about what Jesus Christ has done for you. Everything else is pride. You got that? Everything else is pride unless we boast about the cross of Jesus Christ. What he did for us, it takes the focus off of us and puts the focus where it always should be in our life, on Jesus Christ. The second thing is when we boast about the cross of Christ, and only the cross of Christ, we're boasting about the love of God. That God loved us so much that he gave everything for us. And so when I boast about that, when I look at a crucifix, this is what love is about. God came and gave everything for me because he loves me. So I don't boast about, oh, I'm a terrible sinner, false humility. I boast on the great love of God for a terrible sinner. Ah, gets rid of that pride. All keeps the focus always on Jesus, keeps the focus always on Jesus, never on me. The third thing that we boast about, and the reason we boast about the cross and only the cross, is because now it shows me what kind of life that you and I must live. That when I boast about the cross and I am crucified, that means I live a life for others. So that's the only thing I boast about. I boast about, and the way I boast about that is the way I live, right? So if you and I aren't living for others, well, I'm not boasting about the cross of Jesus Christ. I'm boasting about myself and what I can get out of this earth and what I can get from others. And think about, most people in the earth today, most, not all, of course, only live here it's to see what they can get. What can I get from life? Huh? Again, we only have those two different ways to live. We can be those takers or those givers. A taker is all about me, all about me. What can I get? What can I get? What can I get? A giver is all about you. What can I give? What can I give? What can I give? Jesus only had one life, and he never once said, what can I get? But only, what can I give? And he gave it all. If we're going to boast in the cross of Jesus Christ, that always got to be our question. What can I give? And we give it all. So the question is, Sunday is very simple. What do you boast about? Be honest. I want you to meditate on this. I want you to think about it. I want you to pray about it. What do you boast about? And what is Christ calling you to boast about? May you know his love today and forever. Amen.